Example 25. I do not have the time or money to care for my parents, and I feel guilty. Example. Both of my parents are sick and can no longer care for themselves. I live hundreds of miles away from them and have a full-time job, so I can't personally take care of them. So their doctor has advised me to find a place for them where they can be taken care of. They've always worked hard, but they haven't managed to save any money at all, and they have very few assets that could be converted to cash. I've done some checking, and I find that I can't afford the kind of facility I'd like them to be in, and the other options are far less than pleasing. I feel terrible about this. When we meet parents who are worried about their children, we always tell them that they're not helping the children with their worry. And when we meet children who are worried about their parents, we tell them exactly the same thing. Your concern and worry do not help, but are instead indicators that you are cutting yourself off from help. Whenever you see what you do not want, like the failing health of someone you love, you send strong vibrational rocket requests into your own vibrational escrow. And so, while you do not realize it right now, for as long as you have known your parents, and especially during those years you've been feeling concerned about them, your vibrational escrow has expanded substantially on their behalf. But during your moments of concern and worry, you're so staunchly pointed in opposition to your own desires for your parents that you could not possibly have access to even one good idea that would help them. However, as you learn to ignore the worrisome thoughts and guide yourself more consistently to downstream thoughts about this subject, many circumstances and events will unfold, offering solutions to your problems and answers to your questions. You cannot solve the healthcare crisis in this world, but that is not your work. Your work is only to come into alignment with your own personal desires, and you have many desires regarding your parents. You will know by the way you're feeling if you're pointing downstream toward solutions. And while you may feel good for a while without seeing evidence of improved conditions, it's not possible for you to consistently point downstream regarding something that's important to you without beginning to see results. And as you appreciate any evidence of your alignment, more will follow. Since you're faced with what feels like an immediate crisis, it feels to you that you have no pleasing options whatsoever. As you go over and over this in your mind, considering one unpleasant option after another, your discomfort grows, and from where you stand, feeling as you're feeling, no viable solutions can show themselves to you. In other words, solutions cannot come while the problem rages within you. You must find a way to soothe the feeling of the problem. You may argue that you would feel soothed if your parents' health would improve, or if they had enough money to pay for their own private care, or if there were a wonderful facility nearby that would give them care at no cost, or if you had enough money that you could hire people to help them. But those conditions do not exist, and you have no way of making them exist right now. And so most people, faced with unpleasant situations over which they have no control, just continue to worry. But from that place of worry, you have no access to solutions. Your only option right now is to find a way of feeling better. And while you may not realize it at first, that is a significant option, for as you're able to feel better, without the unpleasant situation actually changing, your vibration will shift, causing you to come into closer alignment with the clarified desires that you're holding regarding your parents. And when you come into alignment with what you want most for them, many doors will begin to open for you. Obvious paths will appear before you, and you will know what to do. Viable solutions to every situation surround you at all times, but in your state of worry or blame or concern, we could insert a very long list of negative emotions here, you cannot see those solutions. So, make an effort to improve the way you feel. Remember, your objective here is not to actually find the solution at this time, but only to find relief. In fact, when you're determined to find a solution before you've lined up your energy, you nearly always turn upstream instead of downstream. Relief is your goal here. For instance, I'm so worried about my parents. I don't know what will happen to them. I wish they'd taken better care of themselves. I wish they'd made better financial plans for their future. Those statements accurately reflect where you are. Now reach for thoughts that give you relief. For instance, no decision needs to be made today. Although this has been building, there's plenty of time to figure it out. I know how it is that in one moment there are no good ideas, and in the next there is a good idea. Before an answer comes, it often feels like it will never come, and then when the answer does arrive, you wonder why you ever doubted that it was coming. Now, already you're feeling better, and even with this short time of self-soothing, ideas may begin to flow to you. It's our encouragement, however, that you resist the temptation to jump into action too soon, because the better you feel before you jump into action, the more appropriate the action will be, and the more positive the outcome you will receive. Let's continue. There must be many others who find themselves in similar circumstances. I'm certain that many people find themselves in this situation. That means that many people have been asking for solutions. And when people ask, the answers are always given, so there are certainly many viable solutions waiting to be discovered. We may very well allow our own unique solution. It will be so satisfying once I make that discovery. As things shift in me to allow my access to wonderful solutions, perhaps things are shifting in our culture at large to allow more widespread solutions. What others are allowing, or not, does not affect me. I'm eagerly awaiting an easy flow of good ideas to facilitate my parents' care. When you realize that a brief exercise like this is all you need to do at this time, you are on your way. Not only is it all that you need to do, it is all that you can do, but it is enough. When you feel better, you have released resistance, and in the absence of resistance, a clear path lights up before you, which leads you step by step to the solutions you seek.